Keeping an official eye on what goes on in Coral Key Park is usually just a routine job. And today, everything looked exceptionally tranquil and serene. Old Man Coleman, George Meeker's tender, was on the job. And I knew the underwater pipes were getting their daily inspection. It's a tough job checking those pipes, and George is a hard and conscientious worker. Here was a situation which spelled trouble. Much as I wanted to spare George Meeker's son, I'd already warned him twice about lobster poaching in the park. This time I meant business.
Gary, let's have those lobsters. Flipper, stop him! Twice before about poaching lobsters in this park. I'm through warning. Now I'm signing a complaint and you're going to face a judge.
No, wait a minute. You can't do that.
I can and I will.
Oh, come on. What's a few lobsters? Mr. Ricks, my father, he got me a job last week, and if he finds out that I'm not working, I'm a dead pigeon. If I can only sell these lobsters, I promise I won't poach anymore.
What happened to your job, Jerry?
Oh, they let me go.
Gary, your father's not only a good friend of mine, but he's one of the hardest working men we've got in the Park Service. Now, I let you go the last two times because of him. I don't think he'd appreciate it if I let you go again. I'll see you in court tomorrow at noon.
Go ahead, Big Shot Ranger. You file that complaint, but I bet you'll be sorry you did.
Mm-hmm.
Gary must have known Sandy and Bud were on their paper route when he came to the house that afternoon. I had already filed the complaint. Gary knew what he was doing when he borrowed the auto.
Flipper. There you go, a free meal. You like that, huh? Well, I got lots more from where that came from. Come on, Flipper. We got a long way to go.
Me for a nice cool swim.
Count me in on it.
Flipper! Flipper! Hey, what'd you do with the auto horn?
I don't know. You had it last.
No, I left it right by the post.
Maybe you left it in the launch or something.
No, you must have taken it.
Come on in. The water's great.
Flipper! I wish he was here. I wonder what's keeping him.
He'll be here. Stop worrying. Come on in. The water's fine.
All right.
You'll be out of there by tonight. And don't take any wooden fish.
Hey, look, there's Dad. Come on. Hi, Dad.
Oh, Bud. Sandy? Dad. Tied off good and snug.
Hey, Dad, have you seen the auto horn?
No, I haven't, Bud. Try to look up on the porch.
Well, it wouldn't be up there. It's supposed to be right here on the dock.
Well, but around here where things are supposed to be and where they are two different things. Did you try looking under your bed?
Oh, Dad.
You have to admit, Bud, sometimes you leave stuff in some pretty weird places.
Well, anyway, Dad, it's past for supper time and he still hasn't showed up. Don't you think we ought to start to look for him?
No, I don't at all, Bud. He's probably out with Lorelei.
Lorelei, that girl dolphin. Why is it every time I'm looking for you guys, there's some girl involved in it?
I get it. Porter Ricks.
This is Gary Meeker, Ranger. I've got Flipper.
What? Say that again.
It's simple enough. I've got Flipper trapped. If you want him back, all you've got to do is withdraw the complaint by noon tomorrow. There's no use coming to look for him either, because you won't find me. And don't go running to my father, else you'll never see Flipper again. And I mean it.
Well, Gary Meeker knows where Flipper is.
He does? Dad, is something the matter?
Well, I think Flipper's all right. But he's holding him for ransom.
What? For ransom?
I caught him poaching in the park this morning and signed a complaint. He's coming up in front of the court. He just said, unless I withdraw that complaint by noon tomorrow, we'll never see Flipper again.
Why, that miserable... But, Dad, you are going to withdraw the complaint, aren't you?
I can't do that, Bud.
But Dad, he's the type of guy who'd kill Flipper.
Bud, I represent the law here, and the law can't be forced into a blackmail like this.
But, Dad, Flipper didn't have anything to do with it. Why should he be the one to suffer?
Meeker seems to think he can get to us through Flipper.
So we have to do what he says, right?
Bud, we have to uphold the law. I can't allow one man to escape the penalty for a crime by committing another one.
But, Dad...
I can't withdraw the complaint, Bud. I'm sorry.
Dad's right, Bud. He has no choice.
Well, can't you go to Gary's house and, arrest him for blackmail or something like that?
No, he won't be home, Bud. If he was, I'd go and see his father. We've got to get to Gary and Flipper before he carries out his threat.
Well, let's go.
No, it's too late now. Here's what we'll do. Tonight we'll plan our search pattern so we don't overlap and waste any time. And we'll get started first thing in the morning.
Sure hope Flipper's all right.
Let's go.
The boys took one area, and I took another. We started searching for Flipper as soon as it was light enough to see. It looked hopeless. The area was too large for the three of us to cover in such a short time, and I had to be in court by noon.
Flipper! Flipper!
Come on, get in.
How come?
Well, it's almost 11:30 and we still haven't gotten anywhere.
We still have a half an hour.
Well, I've been doing some thinking. And Gary will probably come by the house to see if Dad's withdrawn the complaint. When he does, we could maybe talk to him.
Hey, well, what if he doesn't?
Well, we're none the worse. We could get something to eat and go back out and start looking again. But he won't do anything to Flipper until he knows that Dad didn't withdraw the complaint.
Okay.
Let's go.
Thank you.
father?
He's in court, probably. Where you're supposed to be.
You mean he didn't withdraw the complaint?
No, he didn't.
Couldn't you talk him out of it?
We didn't even try.
My father has to uphold the law.
And blackmailing won't stop him from doing his job. And aside from a blackmailer, you're a thief. What'd you do with Flipper?
If you knew anything about the law, you'd know that you don't own Flipper. And outside the park, he's fair game for anybody. Okay, so I have to take the rap for poaching a few lousy lobsters. Well, that's nothing what's going to happen to that Flipper of yours.
Well, you just...
You lay one hand in me and I'll promise you something. You'll never see that dolphin again.
Ahoy!
Did you tell my father?
No.
Get the ranger, boys. My diver's in trouble. Get the ranger.
Well, he isn't here. What happened?
He's lost. There's no signals coming up, and he's running out of air fast. Where is the ranger?
You've got to get your father.
We don't have time. We'll call the Coast Guard, and Bud and I will look for him.
Good. Good boy.
Wait a minute, Sandy. If anybody can find Mr. Meeker, it's Flipper.
You're right. Could find him a lot faster than we could. How about it, Gary?
If this is a trick...
A trick?
He's in a pen on the other side of Hunter's Cove.
All right, let's go. Bud, you go with Mr. Coleman and get the diving gear. Then call the Coast Guard. Gary and I will go get Flipper.
That's fine. I sure hope George has come up by now. His air's running out fast.
All right, let's
come
go.
Come on, let's go.
Thank you.
are you going?
I'm going to go help hunt for my father.
Well, it's time you're doing something to help your father.
Close. I was trapped by a couple of sharks. Lucky for me, that dolphin happened along.
Well, he didn't just happen. He was brought.
Flipper, go get Sandy and Bud.
Then that's the dolphin belonging to Puerto Rick's boys. I'm sure glad you thought of going to them, son.
Well, that's not exactly the way it happened, Dad. There's something I've got to tell you.
Finish what you have to, Gary.
It's just that I think I've learned something, Mr. Ricks. Something more important than just not poaching. I don't know what more to say. I'll pay the fine. I'll work for it.
Well, maybe the judge will make it a light fine, if I recommend it.
Believe me, I won't ever cause you any trouble again. I'll get a job on my own, and I'll pay that fine from the earnings.
And they'll make it up to the boys for keeping Flipper pinned up.
Don't worry about us. If it's okay with Flipper, we'll just forget about the whole thing.
Well, how about it, Flipper?
Everyone loves a king of the sea, ever so kind and gentle. Tricks he will do when children are near, and how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper.